Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on? Happy Friday. Yippee Fry, yay! Shakesy Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Kitte. What's going on?
I'm just yeeting the heck out of life.
Whoa. You just are coming in hot again. All week you've been coming in hot. Proud of you.
Thank y'all.
Really making this thing your own. Let's get this bread, huh?
Brother,
let's get some bread today.
Rather come in hot than come in cold, if you know what I mean.
Or come in ugly, you know.
Okay, see. Two steps forward, three steps back. Happy Friday, yippee Friday. This is your KC Morning Show, brought to you by Charlie Hustle. Kitty, what's that promo code, huh? What's that promo code?
KCMS20.
Yeah, how you feeling? A little chilly, huh? A little wet.
I hate it here. I hate it.
That first trip to take the dog out, how'd that feel?
I'm mad. She didn't even, like, do her business.
You're going to be the one now providing that real feel. That real feel. It's been
that
a while.
Real feel is garbage.
You are the real feel in them streets.
I do be out in them streets.
Your high today, 47 degrees. A shower is possible. Raining its ass off this morning. A few more showers are possible. Mostly cloudy. Winds out of the north are going to be real windy. Tonight, 31. Talking about a freeze advisory. That UV index, Kitty. You curious? In spite of the clouds, the overcast of it all, what's your UV index?
Nada.
It's going to be a 3 today.
Where?
It's going to be a 3 out of 10 today.
Who?
Hey, who am I to question science? And then your sunset, we wrap it up tonight. 6:27, so plan accordingly. Conditions always ideal. Always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, even in the midst of a freeze warning.
Well, you know, the heaviest October snowfall on record occurred on this date in 1996 when a 6.5 inches fell. So it could be worse, Casey. I should stop my bitching.
That's right. You better hush. Knock out some wood or something. And I know we're those guys now talking about the weather, but it was literally 40 degrees warmer yesterday. It was 85. What is life?
Kansas City weather done saw a state patrol on the highway.
What is this? Okay, what is, hold on. The last about 3 or 4 shows now, you have this you have this accent that comes out. I don't know where this character is from. What is the backstory? Does this character have a name? Who is this? Because it's a country twang, and I'm assuming it's like a Centerview, Missouri character.
Well, yeah, that's
out.
Country Kitty. It's just me with a little something around the edges.
Okay, country.
You know, maybe a little butter. Who knows?
A lot of cholesterol in Country Kitty. I can just assume that's just part of
actually,
it.
Actually, back home, we use Crisco.
Well, naturally. You must have used your own Wednesday wisdom to help you propel through the rest of your week because you are fired up, ready to go.
I've surprisingly had a good week despite all the chaos I felt over the past few.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I've just kind of been, you know, relaxing.
Chilling,
you know,
out, chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Yes, exactly.
There she is.
Except I don't got no fools making trouble in my neighborhood. I'm the fool making trouble.
On the show today, Kitty, we got a friend of yours, a friend of mine, a friend of Kansas City, Addie Sartino from The Greeting Committee. So proud of that band. And Addie and company, they're going to be a part of Americana Fest. Enrique, who is one of the founders of Making Movies, another local band here in town, he's putting on a festival. It's like an informative showcase. It's going to highlight what American music means to you. It's beautiful. Y'all are homies because you guys are closer in age than I am.
Yeah.
So, you know, just another, you know, small world after all kind of Casey story.
She's a great, great girl, but a terrible artist.
Oh, wow.
No, not like that. We painted together one time, and I think she started over on the same ladybug.
Shots fired.
About 5 times. So, Addie, your voice is beautiful. What you do with your hands and the paint, you need lessons.
What you do with your hands. All right, Addie, that's your diss track right there. I guess one of the last shows I saw this year was The Greeting Committee at Uptown. Had no idea that
Me
would be
too.
It. But that was, you were at that show?
I was there. Yep.
You were there?
I was there with Mama.
I didn't even know who y'all were.
Mm-mm.
We had never even spoken before. This is way before you had slid in these DMs, Kitty.
Oh.
And now look at us. Now we're doing a show together. And now we got Addy on the show.
I know. When I walked in and I heard you doing the interview, I was a little peeved. I'm not going to lie.
I thought about waiting.
I
thought about waiting, but I wanted to watch the debate last night.
That's true.
I was going to wait to have you hop on, but I was like, you know what?
I wanted to give my hoots and hollers, but it's cool.
I told her that you said what up, though.
Mm.
I kept, see, I didn't forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
I would never. I would never. All right, Kitty. It's Friday.
Ooh.
You know what that means.
I do.
Check
actually.
That inbox, Kitty. Mail's here.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on. Bye-bye.
Every Friday, you get new music, y'all. And that's something to look forward to in the age of Corona, when all you get in the mailbox is bills and bad news. You know what? Let's set our inbox to fun, to feeling good, to good vibes. Kitty, who are we going to listen to?
We are going to listen to Miley Cyrus first.
New Miley Cyrus. Break me off some new Miley.
She's got Kitty. A new album coming out November 27th called Plastic Hearts.
Nice. Okay.
You know, she's got a few originals on there, but most people are buzzing around town about these covers.
You want to go Cranberries
the
cover?
Hit heard around the world.
That's what I thought. All right, introduce it. Tee me up, Kitty.
This is Miley Cyrus covering Zombies.
I love that.
Miley Cyrus.
We can go on the climb. Which, by the way, you know she was 16 when she wrote that?
Yeah. You know, this is an album I'm very excited for us to circle back on in about a month once she releases the full deal.
Yeah, for sure.
She's been working on it for about 2 years in their house. Went up in flames, and she lost all of her journals, all of her everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she started from scratch. Here we are.
Well done, Kitty. Starting us off real nice. Starting us off right, even. Miley Cyrus. Go check out the cover. It's Zombie. You know that. The new album. It's going to be called Plastic Hearts. It's Friday. We are listening to some new music. That's what we do. Whenever we check mail, whenever mail's here, we're listening to some new music on your KC Morning Show. Do you want to go Bruce next? From Miley to Bruce to the boss?
It sounds about right.
That's right. Put some respect on my man's name.
Well,
it is called Letter to You. Let's listen to this.
I'm sitting.
So the impetus for a lot of the new material was the loss of his good friend George Thies. That's what Bruce Springsteen tells Apple Music. When he passed away, it left me as the only remaining living member of the first band that I had. And it was a very strange thought. It gave rise to most of the material. There's aging, there's loss of people as time goes by, and that's a part of what the record is. And then, at the same time, you're sort of celebrating the fact that the band goes on and we carry their spirits with us. There you go. That's Bruce Springsteen. And this right here, Letter to You, the new record is called Letter to You. Play that. What you think, Kitty? You like some Bruce Springsteen, right?
I love it.
Sounds like something my dad might listen to. I'm not going to listen to it like tonight on repeat, but I'm going to check it out. Letter to You, Bruce Springsteen, on your KC Morning Show. Kitty, what up? What we got next?
Ariana Grande.
What is the song, Kitty?
It's called Positions.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just
Oh, Ariana. Switching it up for me. Tell me about this one, Kitty. What you know?
I just know that we haven't had any music.
Oh, so nothing of like super importance. Nothing's, you know. I thought maybe it was like something of significance. You just really like some Ariana. That's fine. This is fine.
You know how I feel about Pete Davidson. A lot of fans, they think that she's throwing shade at her ex.
Oh, hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we think that she's calling out Pete. This is not very nice. What if Pete is a nice man who's doing the best he can, Ariana. Mm-mm. All right, move on. All right.
You will like this. The video is set in like,
I'm Team Pete.
No. The video is set in like sexy White House.
No, I do like that.
Yeah. She imagines life there.
New Ariana Grande. New record comes out a couple weeks.
You think she filmed that while Trump was at...
when he's at the hospital.
At the hospital. Walter Reed.
All right, Kitty. I'm going to go ahead and take the aux cord for this one. New music from the Gorillaz. Have you heard any of this yet?
I have not.
The album is called Song Machine Season 1, Strange Times. Elton John is on this. Robert Plant is on this. Let's go Pac-Man. This one's got Schoolboy Q. This is new Gorillaz on your Casey Morning Show.
You can call me crack. Call me mad and sideboard. You can blow my head.
So they began making their 7th studio album not with the intention of actually putting it all together. Instead, the Song Machine project was supposed to be just a series of monthly standalone singles. But alas, here we are. We have ourselves an album from the Gorillaz.
You can throw me in the lime pit. You can blow my days and tell me I'm not blue.
The songs were forged in an intensive burst as quickly as ideas and collaborators could be brought together. Then they just did it. So check that out. New Gorillaz. It's always weird. It's always cool. I'm gonna get real strange tonight and listen to that. Kitty, that's your mail. Mail's here. Ooh, they got a song called Friday the 13th. Let's hold on. We switch gears.
I've been drinking and smoking.
Let's make it
too much,
since we're timely on this show.
I can do it myself.
Featuring Octavian. Who the hell is Octavian?
I have no clue.
You know how it is. You and me, we can take on the world. We can be savages. I called my dealer, said chef.
Okay, there's stuff I like about that. All right, Kitty. Friday, Red Friday. You feeling good? We got our mail. Got more stuff to check out over the weekend.
Let's do it.
Friday, October 23rd, the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! My name's Hartzell. Kitty, are you ready to go?
Yep.
Every Friday on your KC Morning Show, Kitty, she breaks us off with a little beat. All the headlines of the days that were, not just Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or all the days. She brings them all together. And then on Friday, she says, yo, I got some things to say. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. 5, 6, 7, let's go. Hey.
Missouri, weed is legal for all my people. Another good news. Baby Mahomes is a girl. You know us women. We run the world. From moderating debates to running for VP, us strong women can't be beat. We're warriors, not warriors. Witches, not bitches.
Ew.
We are waiting the season for a reason to shine. Hand us our broomsticks and watch us fly.
Oh, there she is.
That was kind of particular.
Sorry. Yeah, that was a very on-the-nose
type
of freestyle.
I was so inspired by last night's moderator.
And you said you a bad bitch.
Yep.
You want the world to know about it.
Hell yeah.
Tell them KC Morning Hoes, girl.
That's what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kitty. I'm still impressed.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. I'm gassing you up.
Okay.
I feel gassed up.
Well, you shouldn't because you're not a woman, but you know.
Men are trash. I get it. I know my... I am, if nothing else, Kitty, you know I am very self-aware. Let's do this. Let's do COVID!
Nearly 1,000 cases of COVID-19 and 25 new deaths are being reported in the 9-county metro. Most of those are in Kansas City, Missouri. Right now, we're seeing a daily average of 338 new cases metro-wide. That's up from last week, though. As you can see, the 7-day average of new hospitalizations is down.
All right, Kitty, so it looks like we're about to get in a fight about these masks again, at least on the Kansas side. Governor Laura Kelly, she wants to implement some changes with a little bit more teeth to these mask mandates. Her announcement came as the 7-day rolling average for positivity in Kansas rose from 15% to 20.6%. as of last Wednesday. So, let's take it national.
COVID landing hard in the heartland, beds filling in Michigan, and this ER doctor worries it's about to get worse.
I have great fears that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Nearly 1,000 deaths reported across the country tonight, the deadliest day in 3 weeks. Montana also notching a record number of cases. The ER at the Billings Clinic is the busiest in the state.
What does it mean when you have 10 or a dozen people waiting for a room?
It just puts additional stress on staff. What I see there are 10 patients. I see people that go to their families and their parents, and they pass it on.
Matt Gutman back with us. And Matt, the FDA today approving the drug remdesivir as the first official treatment for COVID-19.
It's basically the gold seal of approval, David. It means that the agency recognizes that remdesivir is relatively safe to use and that it's effective in shortening the duration of the virus. And that means it can free up more beds at slammed hospitals like the one behind me.
All that stuff is in the background. Last night, you had your final debate of the presidential season. I mean, this is Trump's last debate, no matter what happens.
In a last-ditch effort to appeal to a large audience of American voters, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden began what some would consider a traditional debate.
When we're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
President Trump, your reaction? He says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country. We've learned and studied and understand the disease, which we didn't at the beginning.
Their policy differences on the pandemic front and center.
And that's what's happening. And he wants to close down. He'll close down the country if one person in our massive bureaucracy says we should close it down.
Vice President Biden, your
response. Simply not true. We ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We ought to be able to safely open, but would they need resources to open? You need to be able to, for example, if you're going to open a business, have social distancing within the business.
I'm not sure who this undecided voter is. Like, I just have a hard time believing that you actually exist. So November 3rd, election day, gear up for it. We're voting right now as we speak. In fact, there are still questions about mailing it in versus absentee. What can I bring in person?
A new court ruling says mail-in ballots in Missouri cannot be returned in person. An organization sued to change that, but a federal appeals court ruled in favor of the state. The language of the law says ballots must be returned by mail no later than the closing of polls on election day. Any ballot received after such time shall not be counted. We talked to the Clay County Election Director about this issue, who says there's a big difference between the two types of ballots. Absentee ballots can be brought back in person, but mail-in ballots have to be mailed in through the Postal Service. If you're not sure which one you requested, you need to just ask your election office and do it soon.
And by the way, it's okay to ask questions. Like, let's just make sure we do this. Kansas, you're up next as far as deadlines go.
Tuesday is the deadline to apply for advance ballots by mail in Kansas. Those ballots must be postmarked on or before Election Day, and they must be received by the county election office by Friday, November 6th.
See, and I hate that there's, and I promise we're almost done with this. It's just about over. I know for a lot of us, well, a lot of you, I enjoy this stuff. I know for a lot of you, this is the worst. You're tired of the ads. You're tired of the debates. I promise the home stretch, we're on it. But for right now, we still got to do this. And the Kansas 3rd, they got in the action last night as well.
A historic moment. Kansas's 3rd congressional candidates took part in Johnson County's first debate hosted by the NAACP of Olathe, Overland Park, and Leawood.
The first question centered on what diversity, equity, and inclusion mean to each candidate and why they're important in the first place. Adkins answered first.
Many of you probably know who are watching that mortality rates among Black women when it comes to maternity and or children that are born premature is a really big problem. problem. We've lost 62 million children in this country to abortion, 40% from the Black community. I'm very proud in this race to be pro-life.
Amanda Adkins is a pretty heavy underdog in this race. And so I think that what she needed to do in this debate was to try to reach out to people beyond the people who are already going to support her. And I don't know that turning a question about, diversity and turning it back towards abortion. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who love that answer, but they're probably people who are already supporting her.
Kitty, I know you. You say you're not in them streets, but I know you are. Mary Q was also in them streets yesterday, Kitty. He did a little ride along. We had a pothole czar. Not sure what that guy's doing right now. But we're trying to figure out now before, you know, all the winter storms show up, why are the roads so bad? And can we make sure it doesn't get as bad as what it was last year?
We're spending a lot of money right now on resurfacing, carving up our streets, resurfacing again, having more potholes than other places.
The mayor says he's learned one problem is just that sometimes, just weeks after the city resurfaces a street, utility crews will tear it up to do their job. So today, the mayor and two city council members introduced an ordinance to improve communication and to try and keep that from happening so often.
I had to replace three tires last winter, Kitty, two of which you were a part of. So have your AAA on speed dial, please.
I do.
Kitty, the children, don't we love them? They're our future, right?
Whose children?
Not ours. The collective children, the world's children. The Wonderscope opening up. It's a kids' museum. You excited for this?
It looks awesome.
And it's just so beautifully imagined. I think all of it just takes your breath away when you walk through.
The exhibits give children a chance to explore their creative side. The new $15 million facility at Redbridge Shopping Center has been 3 years in the making. A grand opening during a pandemic was never in the plan. Masks are required. Capacity is limited to 50%. Tickets sold fast.
It's just great that we can all be here, and it's so exciting. Everything's so beautiful, so new.
The space is all new, but one thing hasn't changed.
It's hands-on, experiential. We want kids to play and to discover and to create and to explore their way through.
Founded in 1989, the Wonderscope Children's Museum outgrew its home inside the former elementary school in Shawnee. And in 2017, $15 million capital campaign launched the new facility in the Redbridge Shopping Center, 30,000 square feet. The museum will continue to serve children up to the age of 10. Oh, so I can't come kick it? Oh, boo!
That's bull. Boo. That's bull.
I'll find a way. The museum will continue to serve children up to the age of 10 with a focus on STEAM. Not STEM. You tried to make fun of me earlier. It's STEAM. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Okay, so they added the art.
We added art. It's not just STEM anymore.
Good.
I agree. Let's wrap it up with this, Kitty. You're from Centerview, Missouri. This seems like something your folks would love to do. The best kids mullet in America.
Hell yeah.
It stands for having a good time and just being fun to be around.
People were so happy because they got away from just the daily grind of hearing about all the negative stuff and all the doom and gloom. I think older generations are kind of laughing that the mullet's back. Younger generations, especially like your high school kids through like the 20-somethings, they're just eating it up.
Now, one of the finalists is a 14-year-old. That was the one you heard from Alabama. Now, his first name is Ethan. Ethan B-O-L-D-A-Z.
Baldass.
Is that intentional or is that a joke?
Baldass?
I'm assuming it's just Ethan Baldass.
Yeah.
But I want to say it's Ethan Baldass. And especially having the best kids mullet in America, the irony is everywhere. If nothing else, it's a great wrestling name. Ladies and gentlemen, from Alabama, he is the reigning and defending mullet champion of the world, Ethan Baldass.
Maybe he's got a bald ass because he's got that mullet up top.
Facts. Science, even.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, are you excited to take some of our sweet stylings from Charlie Hustle on the road? We gotta rep that Heart KC when we're in Spokane. That's the plan, right?
I did. I actually washed your ash and navy sweater.
Oh, thank you so much.
The KC one.
I spilled already.
Yeah.
Had it on for 20 minutes and already, what was it? Was it mustard or coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. That's okay. KCMS20, that is your promo code for Charlie Hustle, both in-store or online. 20% off. Say you spill on another crew neck, Kitty. Use our promo code. Just go get another one. They got a black and white one. They got the communities. They got a Sunday fun day. They got the hoodies. Mecole the Jet Hardman. Clyde the Glide. Stone Cold Chris Jones. All those tees, by the way, are dope as hell. Available at charliehustle.com. So fresh. So clean. One more time, Kitty. What's our promo code?
KCMS20, baby.
Do it!
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on air with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.
She is Kansas City's very own Addie Sartino, lead singer of the Greeting Committee. The story is incredible. I'm gonna be brief because I can go. It's like it is my favorite '90s movie that needs to be made. Addie and the Greeting Committee, Addie and the boys, they sent in the demo to 96.5. Knew nothing about it. It was hands down.
With you, it's like I'm coming home again.
The rest is history. You've been touring nationwide, headlining tours. Addie, how you doing, girl? Oh, I love you so much. I can keep gushing over you. You know I could.
I know,
so biased,
I'm like blushing
girl.
Over here. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm not worthy. I appreciate that.
Looking back at all this, it's never how we expected it, but is it at all what you thought?
I don't know what I thought when I called Brandon up to make a band, but this is just so amazing, and we feel so grateful and lucky. And looking back at the time that we've spent and all the people that we've gotten to meet and like the support of Kansas City, like I just think of Uptown Theater and like what a night, what a concert to end on. We didn't know it was going to be our last of the year, or really indefinitely. We don't know when we'll play another show. So to end on a note like that, we just feel so lucky.
One of the reasons why I've wanted to have you on this show forever is because you fascinate me, Addie. I'm inspired by you. And you're going to work this week. You have a show. You're part of Americana Fest. Explain what this is, Addie.
So Americana Fest is making movies restatement on American music. So Enrique is much better at telling this, but from being around him and being inspired by him and getting to listen, he's really talked about how American music is just music from America. And he always references like salsa music's from New York and people don't know that, and how anything that comes from America can be American music and why we should highlight that. And so where I come in with Americana Fest is Friday, October 23rd, at 8 p.m., we're doing a live stream for the Art is Mentorship stage, which Art is Mentorship is the organization that I work for that Enrique and Diego, they founded. So we give students and youth the opportunity to really fall in love with music. And while they're doing it, they're learning business skills. They're learning how to create a sturdy foundation in mental health. We have an art therapist on our team who comes in and helps us. We've got countless producers, label executives, touring musicians, songwriters, engineers, like whatever it may be. We have every Tuesday night a Zoom class and the students get to listen and learn. And that's not even the program. The program is really outside of a pandemic. It's a 12-week program and the students come in with nothing and they leave with a fully produced track. And I believe the last class, they got to produce that with Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. So he's like legendary.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's not some guy that kind of knows how to play guitar teaching these kids. It's national, worldwide touring musicians, world-class producers, label executives, whatever it may be. And it's really showing, you know, our youth, the options that they have in music, that it's not just being on stage and in bright lights. That's an option, but there's so many other important elements in music. And so tomorrow night we're doing the showcase and it's going to be our students paired with artists like Kevin Morby. We've got Kevin Morby, our student Blessing, and the Bernie sisters. They're on one song together. We have Samia and Joe McKenzie and India Jane. They're on a track. We've got Luke Winslow King. We have Nina Diaz. Brandon and Austin, my bandmates in the Greeting Committee, they have helped tremendously with some students. We got to go and take COVID precautions in Element recording studios in downtown Kansas City, and we got to have some students who normally don't have access to that equipment, and we got to bring them down and show them what a studio experience is like. And so it's just amazing, and it just makes the kids so thrilled, and it makes them so happy, and it's been really amazing.
Get all the details at Americana.tv, and that's Americana with a K. So, Addie, as you're doing all this, by the way, you're working on new music. The new EP is excellent, by the way. I'm afraid
Thank
I'm not
you.
Angry. I feel like you're speaking to me sometimes. And
oh, yeah, I've got you.
I know you do. So, Americana Fest has been 4 nights of music conversation and music education. As we're going through this, whatever we want to call it, new normal, I'm sick of that phrase. We got to find something else. Has this helped you? I mean, as you're trying to still create in a pandemic, you're writing new songs. Life happens. Has this helped at all with any of the stress?
That's what Brandon and I were talking about not too long ago, how, you know, we're there as mentors and teachers, but really we're probably learning more and more inspired than the students even are, because we're watching these peers of ours in the industry who are legendary and amazing, and we're soaking up so much knowledge from them. But on top of that, the kids have so much to offer. I mean, Brandon and I were fortunate enough, and the song will be out for the virtual fest. So it's a song that India Jane, our student, wrote. It's called Father's Daughter. She brought it in on a voice memo, and Brandon and I worked on that to make it this fully produced track. And I said, like, immediately after, the win that I feel when myself or the greeting committee writes a song and you just feel great about it is amazing. The win that I feel from watching India see her art come to life is so far greater. It's more inspiring than anything I could offer, because you're watching someone learn to love themselves and learn to love what they create. And it's amazing. I can't even put it into words, honestly.
What I'm afraid is that we're losing outlets like that. We're losing blowhorns that, you know, want to put on for their city. I mean, like, I don't know if we could get a story like the greeting committee again. And I think that's a
bummer. Absolutely. I think right now, with the resources that we have, I think we can build that. But it has to be a decision that comes from the entire community to all be those blowhorns for each other and to really raise each other up. And you and I were talking about that earlier. And I think it's so true that we have a choice right now with the way that the pandemic has kind of stripped, like you said, normalcy away, and so that we get to decide. We have a decision to make, and I fully believe that we will have so many success stories come out of Kansas City if we all encourage each other and back each other up and collaborate. I think that's so important, and to know that one person's success doesn't mean another person's failure. You know, when one of us succeeds in Kansas City, we all succeed. And I think if we can really take on that mindset and be there for one another, you know, we'll be unstoppable. Kansas City's already on the map. So it's just a matter of, like, how do we grow that? How do we let everybody else know?
Tickets and details for Americana Fest, you can get that at Americana.tv. You'll see Addie and the rest of the homies from the greeting committee. That's happening on Friday. Saturday, head back to the website. Americana TV is the living documentary. This is a multiple day event, and I love it. Again, details are at Americana.tv. Addie, what you working on, girl? Let me get a scoop. Come on.
You can have the scoop. So right now we are currently writing our second record. It'll be a full-length album, and we're super excited, super confused on it. It's been a very unique process, I would say, in the sense of, like, we don't know. We're just writing as many songs as we can and then picking the ones that we love the most and resonate with us the most, and we've never done the process that way. It's typically been, we write these 5 songs and we pick 4, or we write 12 songs and those 12 songs make the album. And so it's been difficult because it's a lot of decisions and a lot of deciding what's important and what's not important, but it's been really amazing so far. And I think the challenge is worth it. So we're excited. Hopefully we'll be going into the studio at the top of 2021. We'll see. Fingers crossed. As long as we can do it all safely.
Addie, I love you. I'm proud of you. And I want people to go check out the EP. It is out. I'm afraid I'm not angry. Check out Addie, the greening committee. Enrique making movies. Just, this is so beautiful. Americana.tv for all the info. Addie, until next time, my friend.
Thank you, Hartzell. Love you so much.
Love you too. Keep being great. Bye.
KC Morning Show.
Kitty, what a show. Happy Friday. Yippee Fri-yay. From your KC Morning Show, thanks always to Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heis. Addie, she's a treasure, a sweetheart, and she's just the best. Addie Sartino. From the Greeting Committee, the new EP is out. I'm Afraid I'm Not Angry. It's so good. And you can check them out amongst so many other friends. Americana Fest, Americana.tv. That's Americana with a K. Supports Enrique and our friends in making movies. Good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Kitty. How you feeling, huh?
I'm good.
What's your KC morning buzz? How are you doing? What are your plans today, this weekend? We got to travel. I'm gassing myself up because I know I still ain't packed not one article of clothing. And we're going to be going to Spokane for a week. Birthday week. Woo! So much is happening, Kitty.
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on. Halloween's next weekend.
And it's a Saturday, too, this year.
It's a Saturday.
This is the first time I will have had my own spot in a minute for Halloween. Like, I did the roommate thing for a while and did the whole, like, living with mom thing for a while. Yeah. So this will be my first Halloween solo dolo ever, actually. So, like, I guess I got to go buy candy and stuff, don't I?
I don't think there'll be any kids in the West Bottoms, Hartzell. Yes. Those kids will probably have their own tricks up their sleeve.
Well played. Hold on. No. How dare you? As mayor of the West Bottoms, those are my constituents, Kitty. And I will not let you besmirch the good name of the West Bottomers. All right? Bottoms up always, baby.
Hartzell, I have seen those kids walk by here menacingly with their little spray cans. The only reason they don't mess with you is because there's cones outside and they see men in trucks, you know, working in this area.
What are you trying to say? They don't think I'm tough? See, now I'm a little bit upset. I feel like you don't think I'm tough. Can you bring the dog over then Saturday? She's a husky, all right? I need backup.
You know, Hartzell, you're so big and bad.
I bet you won't. See, I was always better at that role in the fight. I'm better at the guy who holds back the friend.
So, like the dog that you want for protection, you're all bark.
And very little bite.
Uh-huh.
Touché. Well done. All right, what's your handle? Where can people find you?
At Holy Hearts, Mr. Mayor.
I am at Hartzell965. The show, the KC Morning Show on Instagram, at KC Morning Show on Twitter, and just about everywhere else. And I think maybe we'll find out next week about the
Pitch
Awards. Mm-hmm. We're not going to win, but it was an honor to be nominated. And we love you, KC. Thank you for the votes.
And we're coming back.
Maybe, maybe we will. Maybe. Who knows?
Even if we don't, we're going to come back harder and hotter next year.
Harder and hotter in 2021.
The Pitch Awards are going to be our beep awards. That's right. I beat myself.
My name's Hartzell. That is Kitty. We love you, Kansas City. Always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, yeah?
Yeah, no show Monday.
The KC Morning Show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no show Monday. We'll see you on Wednesday. We'll see you on Wednesday. Moaning. Bye.